that's good.
Chicken now.
All is good. All is good.
Good? Why does it sound like you're combining Spanish and German?
That's how it almost was. Hitler almost married a Spaniard.
That's not true.
Read your history. World War II. Pre-World War II.
Who did he almost marry?
Her name was, ironically, Adolfia.
No.
And she was from the Castilian region of Spain.
Yeah, I will give you that, though. You are quite convincing. If someone doesn't know you, they might believe those kind of stories
you
tell.
You know too well, I know.
Yeah. I can tell. When you say something very confidently, I know you're bullshitting.
Yeah, really? Okay, that's a good note.
I'll have to,
how do I dial that back a little bit, I wonder. Interesting. Good. All right, thank you for your notes.
No problem. I'm here to help you out.
I'll do better the next 18 years we're together.
Welcome, everyone.
Yeah.
To another lovely episode.
It's called I Hate You.
It is.
Yeah. And if you're just joining us, that's awesome. Thanks. If you listen every week, whatever we produce every other week, bi-weekly.
Yeah, we've been kind of fluctuating a little bit, a lot going on, so
yeah.
We'll probably get back to the every week thing.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, pretty soon. It's fun. We got to keep doing it. More. We need a little break. A lot of life.
Yep.
A lot of life. So, talk to me. What's happening?
What's happening?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I'm getting old, I'll tell you that.
Why is that?
Getting old is weird.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it because of, what are you referring to specifically?
You know what? Not anything specifically. But I can honestly say for most of my life, I've been pretty, like, living life, right? Like, nothing bothers me. Everything's good. I've never had any major problems. And all of a sudden, you turn 50 and shit falls apart.
Yeah, that tends to be how it works. It's... You're over half. You've lived over half your life.
Yeah, but it was like someone freaking flipped a switch.
Yeah,
Mother Nature. And I'm like, what the hell?
She's a bitch. Yeah, it's rough.
It sucks. All of a sudden, I've got freaking nerve entanglements causing me foot pain. What the hell that is? Never heard of that before. All of a sudden, I need a physiotherapist.
I think that's what isn't that what Jada and Will talk referred to her affair as an entanglement?
Oh boy.
You got a foot entanglement? Is that like a foot fetish?
No, it's not a foot entanglement. My foot's not tangled. It's the nerve.
The nerve.
The nerve.
I see.
Yeah. So I've never had problems before. I don't know. Other biological parts.
Ooh.
Somewhere between the beginning and the end. And your nerves are really long, so.
Interesting.
Yeah. Somewhere along the line, it's giving me issues. Yes.
Wow.
So yeah, I got that. I got old lady crap. Now I'm on the hormones.
Yeah.
Now my doctor's telling me your thyroid's not. What the hell?
Yeah.
All because I turned 50. This is bullshit,
it's
by the way.
It's a different kind of hormone than we're used to. Hey, now. Listen. Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
You get old. And you
getting
make fun
old
of me all the time.
So weird.
You make fun of me a lot for being sore and stuff like that.
I don't make fun of you for being sore as much as I make fun of you for doing and saying things that old people do and say.
Shut up. That's a whole different story. That's not what we're talking about.
I'm just saying.
We're talking about physically.
Yeah, well. Might want to take the advice of the Big Hurt.
Oh, I've looked into that. Or TRT, yeah. Actually, too. Yeah, I don't know. You can get it prescribed. It's like everything else. I mean, just like.
Sure.
BetterHelp or what, Hims, right? All that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can get prescription drugs online with like a form and, you know, a 15-minute talk with a doctor somewhere in the country. So yeah, I thought about that because I even filled out the form thing for it, like, you know, went through the questionnaire and stuff. It's like, yeah, you're...
Why wouldn't you just go through your regular doctor?
Well, this was just because I did that. I'm not saying I'm gonna do it that way.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying I took the test that way. That's why I've said all that other stuff to let you know that there's ways you can get online, so that means there's tests you can take to see if like they think you're right for it, blah blah blah. Of course, they're probably going to think you're right.
I'm sure.
But yeah, I've thought about that too, and I might. Yeah, I'll talk to him and see. I don't know. I think if it helps with energy levels and just kind of.
Well, they say too, especially, and I can't speak to the whole men and testosterone thing, but
that's where
the lack of like female hormones for women causes a lot of like just physical degradation, more or less. Your tendons, your everything, your you end up with osteoporosis, things like that. So if you like supplement those hormones, you
better off.
You're better off. All just right, health wise. It's not just because, you know, you don't want negative side effects like hot flashes and some other stuff that we won't mention.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's health benefits to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm just saying. But
all right, we're not doctors.
Getting old.
People.
Still sucks. Yeah. It's, you understand? It's not that it sucks. It's just weird.
Yeah, I know. It's strange. I hear you.
That's all I'm saying.
I did 2 days of yard work this weekend, and I couldn't open a bag of dog food. My hand deck's dirty. My hands are still so, like, just sore and worn out from doing all that manual labor and shit. My God.
That's what happens when you're a desk job your whole life.
Yeah, I know. Well, I do a little bit more than a desk job, but, I mean, you know what it is? I think the biggest impact of that overall has been me not playing my bass.
Because yeah, you think?
Even when I go to, like, pick it up and play it for a minute, my left hand is burning already. I just don't have the same flexibility and dexterity.
Well,
you and
need to do more with your left hand then, apparently.
Yeah. Come here. Give me your face. Give you a fresh one.
What are you going to do? Massage it?
Yes. Your cheeks need a massaging. Your ass cheeks. yeah. So that's that. Thank you for your advice on hormone replacement therapy.
Listen, I'm just saying.
Expert all of a sudden.
Getting old is weird.
Yeah. It's weird, too. It's weird, too, that, like, actually, it's speaking of getting old, not that he died of old age necessarily, but OJ.
Yeah.
R.I.P. OJ, yes.
Yep.
He died today.
today or yesterday? Either way. He's gone.
I don't know what time zone he's in.
He gone.
But, like, he was 76.
Right.
And you're like, yeah, that's about right. And then I'm like, God,
that's pretty decent lifespan,
I was talking to my parents
right?
yesterday, and my dad's 78.
Yeah.
Mom's 70. What is she? Is she 76? Seven?
I don't know.
Can't remember. No, 76. Yeah. About 2 years apart. But same thing, man. They've gotten so old.
Yeah,
it's
but
scary.
They're doing pretty good.
I know, but still. You have those, I talk with them, and I'm like, sometimes I'm like, oh.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You got a lot of health issues. But yeah, they're actually doing fairly well. I shouldn't say that. But still, scary. You know. Getting old sucks. It's weird.
What's the what do you think is the average life expectancy
of what?
What do you mean? Of people in America.
In America, there you go.
I mean, I guess yeah.
And that's broken down between male and female, or just so what am I giving you?
I don't know. Hold on here. I'm trying to Google an answer real quick.
No,
you know,
folks, we'll be right back. Yeah, if you've got about if you need to boil water in steep tea, I think that's how it's called. Go for it and do it. Grab a treat, maybe microwave some popcorn while you're at it, and then come back, and then you'll still be waiting a minute probably before any Google results come from my beautiful wife. So go ahead, please. I'm going to do the same.
Oh, see, I'm trying to find something by gender. Like, I found an answer, but it just kind of gives general, so that's not really adequate.
Well, it's pretty close still. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to guess on that?
No.
Oh, my God. Do you want me to find the information?
Go ahead. If you think you can try.
Oh, my God. What did you Google?
What would you Google?
This. So,
I'm trying to find current, but I can't.
Yeah,
I'm,
I got 2021 data right here.
I was
going to
say I can find 2022, but I guess that's pretty good, right?
Yeah, but now I know the answer. So in 2021, the average life expectancy of a woman in America was 79. And men's or male life expectancy was averaged only about 73.
73, huh?
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
So I still got 20 years with you, huh?
Yeah, that's...
On average.
Fucking how long? How quick does that go by? That's the part that freaks me out. Think about that, and you think about
back
like look back,
getting
like,
old is
yeah,
weird.
Like if I think about like 20 years time frames in my life or something, like man, it felt like forever, but it didn't. But it seemed like forever ago.
Your son was two.
And this went by so fast.
Yep,
man, it's wild. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Eventually, yeah, all we're of a sudden, no like, your train here. Of thought starts to change, I think, when you get to your 50s.
Uh-huh. It's really bizarre. Yeah. So we didn't mean to just come on here and freak out about getting old, folks. Sorry. It's what's on our minds, okay? Do you want to hear truth? There you go. That was honest.
Just saying.
That's as honest as it gets right there.
You asked. Yeah. That's what I told you. Think about getting old today.
Oh, man. Hey, I did, speaking of getting old, we might be able to use this and retire well, comfortably well. How come nobody's invented this? Disintegrating fabric softener sheets.
Are you sure it hasn't been?
I don't know. If they would, wouldn't you have used them or heard of them? Nobody likes those
Me
things. They
personally
fall on the floor.
Because
you
I'm cheap.
Prank people with them.
You prank people?
Sure. You can like shove them like underneath. Like I've done that to you. I've put them in your clothes before at times. I'll just like when you're in like, your folded clothes, I'll throw one in there. Just saying, dude.
That's a terrible prank.
It's a silly, fun, innocent prank.
Because it's not like it causes anybody like
no,
any
but
aggravation.
It's annoying. Now
you're
you have to
like,
throw it out. Listen, but why not? Why they serve no purpose after they've softened fabric, so just go away.
I guess.
Fucking,
I mean,
if you put it
somewhere like Thanos where you wouldn't expect it to be, then that would be a prank.
Okay, the topic of this is not about the prank. The topic is disintegrating fabric softener sheets.
Okay. I bet it's out there already.
I would say Google that, but you'd get lost Googling it. All you would literally have to do is Google disintegrating fabric
softener
sheets.
At least I can
sheets.
Say it.
Yeah, I know. I stumbled on that one. That sucked. Isn't that always the case when you're trying to be like extra asshole-ish? You do it, you fuck
They're
something
like,
up.
Bib, 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 bib.
That was neat.
Neat. There's an old guy term for you. That's neat. Speaking of old guy stuff, you're growing your hair out.
Yeah, kind of unintentionally, but yeah, I just...
Totally intentional.
Well, it is
You
now.
Are not getting a haircut intentionally.
It is now, yeah. I mean, for the past, like, at least month it's been. Yeah. It's been a little bit longer.
Right now, it's as if you have two different people's hair.
I know, it's funny.
The sides are super gray. Mm-hmm. Super gray, silver, I don't know.
Yeah.
And the top is totally not. Yeah.
You ever seen those
saying.
Pictures of where like the Atlantic and the Pacific Ocean meet?
And
it's like
right.
two
and it's
a
like
line
two
of distinct bodies
yeah.
of water, even though they're kind of one body of water at that point? That's my head.
That's your head for sure.
Yeah, I'm an ocean. Joshin. There you go. That's going to be my hairstyle. It'll be the Joshin.
The Joshin.
Yeah.
Okay. Joshin's 11?
Joshin's 11. That's what the cologne will be called when I release it. That's
Ooh,
better.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, there's our moneymaker. There's our retirement right
Joshin's
there.
Joshin's 11. I'm sure I won't get copyright infringed upon
no.
or that. You know what I mean.
Just pick a different number.
No, that's the best number.
That's the best number.
Joshin's not Ocean's
lie.
11.
11 is my favorite number.
It is, actually, yeah, even though it's a dumb number. Three's where it's at. If you really want to get technical, 72 would be the best number.
You're so lame. Your favorite number is the year you were born.
It's divisible by three also, which matters.
Nobody cares about that.
Oh, I do.
It's lame.
Psycho. Shut
double
up.
Digits all the way, baby.
What'd you say, religious? Oh, double digits.
Double digits.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's your IQ. But hey, listen.
Have you finally Googled disintegrating
fabric
softener?
Oh, I'm not looking that up,
That's what you were supposed to be doing.
No, you were supposed to.
No, that's not my. That was not my thing.
It was just my idea, that's all. I'm not looking it up.
We have no ideas.
Listen.
What?
I've been on a rock frenzy, man. I have scored some serious rockage.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of the rock also, WWE. WrestleMania.
Yes! I got to be honest. I've been geeking out on the WWE again.
Yeah, it gets
I'm
fun
kind of
around
a lifelong
these times.
Fan.
Yeah, you always have been. You've never completely... shunned it.
No, never. I keep circling back. I find a reason.
Yeah, most of the time the reason is a gentleman named Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That's not true.
That's very true.
That's not true. It is a bonus, for sure. Damn. But just for the record, I was a fan of The Rock from day one.
Yeah, that's what
Even
I'm saying.
Even before he was what he is now.
When he was Rocky.
Which is a specimen.
Was he Rocky? Did he ever go by Rocky? Like his dad?
No, I don't think so. But yeah, so he's making some appearances and WWE is under some new management, and I'm liking where it's going these days. Cool. Yeah. Now that they got rid of that creepo Mr. McMahon.
Speaking of which, that dude's like 79. I mean.
Yeah, his poor family. I really feel for them.
Yeah, they're whatever. They're doing fine. They're okay.
No, but that's, you know.
Yeah.
When the patriarch of the family is turns out, you know, to publicly be a creepo.
Yeah, I would imagine that none of them were surprised.
Well, no, you're probably right. They weren't. So. However, when it becomes public
like you said, yeah, that's embarrassing. That's sure.
That's.
But I also would think that most of us would be like, "Chuck's out. He's banging a lot of chicks. Yeah, he's on heavy testosterone levels.
Yeah,
he's definitely raging. Yeah, but yeah, no, it is. It's fun." Because the WrestleMania, I didn't even really watch much of WrestleMania clip, but I mean, I heard the recap and, you know, saw some stuff and things. And then we watched Monday Night Raw. We started to watch that the next day. And it's fun. Yeah. I mean, it's easy to get caught up in it, especially because, like, we were saying, well, not we, I. This brilliant thought was brought to you by me, not us. I was saying that, like, WWE.
You heard me say.
No. This I invented this. Dumb. Listen, WWE is like. They're like classic rock stations or classic rock. Like the songs that are considered classic rock when we were growing up are still classic rock because we were like, you know, really the 80s was our first kind of formative years of music and things like that. So the 70s would have been the classic rock stuff that would have been playing on the radio. But it's the same stuff that's considered classic rock and still played today.
Right. So, just like golden oldies were always like 50s music.
It's just those decades. And those are so like the same things keep rearing their head, and it's the same way in the WWE that they keep bringing back it in like a brilliant timing. They're like marketing and strategy wise they do such a great job, but they bring back these guys like The Rock has always been a classic guy for many years now, but he's still out there and he's still super popular, and Cody Rhodes is back. I mean,
what is super interesting though is with all this coming out with McMahon and he's no longer part of the company and everything else, all of a sudden you've got The Rock is on the board of directors, right? You've got these people that are willing to come back now that he's gone, which makes you really wonder, like, I don't want to say very little is said. Some things have been said, but you could just see that there was a lot of, I'll say, negative undertone. A lot of things were, you know, but it was great. John Cena came back. Yeah. The Undertaker came back.
Yeah, Johnny Cena, Undertaker, just Taker, if you know him.
With every couple of decades, you get the old crew that comes back, the classics.
Yeah, it's fun. And Triple H has always kind of been a part of it, but it's fun. It's good times. We witnessed something that's a potentially once-in-a-lifetime event, at least for around our area, is full solar eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're outside of Buffalo, New York, so we were in totality for like 4.5 minutes or whatever it was, right?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It was wild.
Yeah.
Even though the clouds kind of screwed up our day, we still got like three peaks. There were little breaks in the cloud where it was enough to see the whole thing.
And seeing it, you know, that was all great, but that really wasn't even like the best part to me. Like just the fact that it went into, you know, complete darkness, middle of the afternoon.
It was wild, right?
Like, you know.
And the temperature drop. Dude,
right, yeah, the temperature dropped, but what was really, I don't know, what I thought was really cool is how quickly it went from being complete darkness to being light again.
Yeah, when just like a little bitty part of that started peeking out again, you're like, oh, and your eyes had to like, it was almost like adjusting.
It was wild. It was super cool.
It was pretty cool, yeah. And,
I mean, I'll be honest, there was a lot of hullabaloo. I'm not sure why school was canceled because I kind of feel like that would have been a prime educational opportunity for kids to be in school and maybe outside with their class and their teacher and talking about stuff like that. But I think it's weird that like government offices were closed for the whole day.
Yeah, no, that was all silly.
Like that just seemed odd to me, but okay.
Whatever.
I worked.
Yeah, it was just a normal day other than that. But it was cool. But you had said something like you had seen that there are actually like a lot of eclipses, just that the Earth being, you know, what, 70% ocean or whatever it is. Like
yeah,
that
a total
there's a lot
eclipse
of them just happen over the water.
Every 18 months, somewhere on Earth. Mm-hmm. Every 18 months.
So the odds of them happening over landmass, I guess, if just based off of simple math, I don't know, I'm sure it's more complex. It's probably
25%. Yeah, that often a lot of times it's just funny. In the middle of the ocean. But it's supposed to hit the U.S. again in what, like, is it like 2044?
Something like that.
And it's supposed to hit like the, but it's supposed to go like, I think, across the other part of the country, but it's like all of Florida, I think it's supposed to get totality,
Is it
I guess.
That way or something? Like the opposite way? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Or is it going to come down
the Because they said it's going to be in like in August or something, so the pattern's going to be different or whatever.
Interesting.
But anyways. Yeah, so potentially in our lifetime, we could see it again.
Potentially, whales are more used to eclipses than us. Just think, I'm just saying.
Because
whales are big animals, they're smart, and they live a long time. I don't know. I'm just saying that something that we see once in a lifetime, maybe, and because we're on land, if there's whales in the ocean or other fish that, you know, long sea turtles, you know, maybe they've seen thousands of eclipses in their life because they spend time in the ocean, too, where a lot of them occur. That's all I'm saying.
Or do you think that they think it's an eclipse when it's really just like a ship blocking the sun?
Yeah, right. Two turtles swimming like, Morty, another one. It'll be over in a minute. Blocking the sun. That's funny. Nemo just touched the butt.
Nemo, that was a
Listen,
great movie.
Wait, I'm still fucking feel like I'm losing my mind.
Well, you are, but...
The fact that figure out that song... So, background for you people that have not had to suffer with my wife because of me is that in whatever it was, late 90s, I think it was, one of the bands I was in, I used to play bass in bands, and it was a cover band, and there was a song that was called, that I could swear was called The Fall. Like, I know the melody, I remember playing it in the band, everything, and I cannot find it anywhere. I type in the lyrics, I sing them into Google, I do all that crap. I reached out on Facebook where I've got friends who are music geeks. Nobody's able to find it's maddening to me. I know the song exists, but I can't find it anywhere. So I think my last resort is I think I have a cassette tape of that us in that band playing live.
Uh-huh.
And I'm 99% sure, if it's the tape I remember, that song's going to be on there.
It's probably in our basement.
The basement of the very house we're sitting in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
this very home.
The biggest obstacle in that scenario is that...
The stairs.
We don't have a cassette player.
Joke's on you, nerd. The stereo and record player and stuff that I bought that we got Andrew for Christmas two years ago...
Oh, that's right.
...has a cassette player. Ha, ha, ha. If not, we're going to buy a used car.
We're going to buy a used car just for the cassette.
Just for the cassette player. We're going to cruise around
there
and
are
listen
probably
to my
not
old band
any,
live.
There are not even any cars old enough anymore that have a cassette player.
Oh,
I bet.
I'll find one.
Well, it's supposed to be classic cars that probably might.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think you'd find some pretty easily.
I think you could probably just go to Best Buy and buy one.
You could. We got to get the detachable faceplate, though, so nobody fucking steals it when we're going into the bar.
Okay, this isn't 1988.
Listen,
page
me.
Probably go get like the old cassette players, like the actual thing with the buttons
on
it.
Awesome, right?
Remember the ones that you had to put like right next to the stereo if you wanted to record a song when you were like 10?
I sure do. It was awesome.
Yep.
We had, was it a triple? I don't know, so for some point, my mom got us, you know, for called a boombox, but it was, you know, just like a little portable stereo cassette player kind of thing. But it had three cassette players. Impractical.
Three?
Yeah. Who uses that, right? Except...
I was going to say, I remember two.
Yeah, exactly. This
the
is
dual.
Why it was weird. It was three. It made no sense. Unless you're me. So what I did was I started looping crowd noise together. So I looped like just a bunch of crowd noises from concert and had it all in there. And then, so I'd have a tape of crowd noise, okay, from like arena crowd noise. Then I would play, most of the time, a Rush cassette.
Because you're a Rush nerd.
And you can record on the third one, and it sounds like they're live songs, because there's crowd in the background. Pretty fucking cool, right?
You may have missed your calling.
Pretty cool, right? That's right. That was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
If anybody, I don't know, it's reached pretty high levels of hysteria to some degree, but everything that shows up in my timeline, I realize, doesn't show up in everybody else's. Oh, my God. Good grief. I'm so sorry.
What the hell? Listen. Terrible.
I know, I'm
Get
sorry.
Get it together.
I'll have to not edit that out. So Sam Tripoli, the comic we saw one time in his podcast I listened to, he's got a couple that I listen to occasionally, had released a special on YouTube and had a joke where about pronouns. And his pronouns, you know, he sets it up. It's not even a great funny joke. It's just to make a point. And he says his pronouns are real N-word. Soft R, N-word. So uproar, of course, you know.
Of course.
And he leans into it, as most comics do. You know, some don't, but he but he's just under so much fire. But he's holding strong, man. It's just hilarious. Like, I would never get into a debate about that word, but he just keeps tweeting back at people and throwing people shade who are fucking criticizing for it. And I think he's actually, like, gaining popularity because of how much the clip has been shared. Because there's some things that, like, there was some black commentator or something that was commenting on it and shared it to his viewers, and there was, like, over, like, a million people.
Wow.
So they're going to see that, and people are going to be like, oh, that's fucking fine. Who gives a shit? And be like, yeah, maybe he'll be a fan of Sam Tripoli's. And there's going to be some mm-hmm. people that be like, yeah, fuck him. He's a dickhead. He shouldn't say that. But it's just funny. So, so here's where more nerdiness comes out on me, and I shared this with you, but. So, of course, I follow him on Twitter. And the other day he tweeted, you know, when all this uproar was going on, he tweeted, I went viral on gay Twitter. So Sam Tripoli tweeted that.
Uh-huh.
And I responded with something, and I immediately showed it to you and said, this is very, very funny. And if I don't get a reaction from this professional comic because of this fucking line, I will be severely disappointed. So if you don't like the joke, I'm sorry. It's a funny joke based on what he said. He said, I just went viral on gay Twitter. And I said, so did HIV. Very funny. One line. Perfect. He responded, you know, laughed at it, blah, 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 and stuff. So that part's great. But I know I'm a geek. That's why I like when I'm able to, for somebody that makes people laugh for a living, if I can get a genuine
laugh
out of them, not a like, like's different. If I can get a laugh or a comment or something, like, that's great. Sometimes it's a like. It depends on the person, but I think that's funny. If somebody that's funny for a living thinks that something you did is funny, even if it's a one-time little thing, it's a win, man. I take it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I know. But I called that one for sure. I'm like, this is the perfect line for this. Oh, God. So that's what my life is like. I'm a nerd. I didn't have initially a new Instagram follow to recommend.
Yeah.
So I came in initially in my notes with a Twitter follow for folks to recommend for folks to follow.
Yeah.
And I found this, ironically, recently, based on what we're just talking about, just this past week. And it's on Twitter. It's at 90s WWE. It's 90s WWE. And it's all just silly memes about the 90s and heydays of the WWE, and it's really fun. So I recommend that. I also then came across an Instagram follow. Mm-hmm. So I think I've made reference before, too, and now I think a lot of people, more people are seeing these things. The fucking, like, car rally things where people are doing, like, donuts in parking lots and people are getting fucking plugged or falling out of windows and all kinds of dumb shit.
They're dumb.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a site, it's called @carmeetgonewrong, if you just want to see videos of that. It's fun because sometimes you see some people really get kind of fucking thrown like 30 feet and skidding on the ground and then get up all dazed. Like, how are you not dead? But it's wild. There's so many of them. That's right. There's so many.
There's a lot of dumb people.
There's so many dumb people. It's ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
No, I'm not.
This is how our feeds are different. That is what you end up with your feed. Do you want to know what I end up with in my feed?
Yeah, fucking stray dogs.
Well, that too. Lots of dog stuff. Matter of fact,
we should
still go back to that doggy. Anyways, so I'm getting a lot of ads for If.
I don't know what. Oh, that's a movie. That's a.
And it's not often that I get like geeked out or I get excited about a movie coming out. I mean, you know, other than, and it's not a movie, Game of Thrones stuff. I don't often get excited for like a new movie or anything like that. But this one I'm waiting for.
I don't even know what it is though.
It's If.
I know it's a
movie.
It's
Imaginary Friends.
Yeah, yeah.
It's what directed or produced or whatever by John Krasinski.
No, oh, okay.
And
that's
it
why.
Stars
that's right.
Ryan Reynolds.
That's right. All right. Yeah.
This movie is going to be freaking hysterical.
It's
and
Deadpool
I cannot wait. It comes out in May.
All right.
And this might act. We're going to have to see this one.
You want to go there? You can live tweet from the movie.
Live tweet.
LOL. OMG. So funny.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you're looking forward to the movie.
I am.
It's rare.
It's super rare.
It is very rare.
Yeah.
I look forward to a lot of dumb shit, but you know, I think you are more selective than me, maybe. Or maybe not.
Clearly I am, because it's not very often. But I've got all kinds of ads for this movie, because I keep watching them and liking them, and I'm pretty excited about it. Just saying. Did you have any imaginary friends when you were a kid?
No.
None?
Not that I remember. Yeah, real ass friends only, dude.
So you didn't have any.
Yeah, I was alone a lot.
Gotcha.
Do you think, I thought of this recently too, confusion over names, and this actually, never mind, but do you think there's ever confusion in the Latin community if there's someone named Zeus?
In the Latin community?
Yeah.
Why?
What if you're standing on a corner and you say you 30 feet away, you see your friend, Zeus. And you yell.
I know what
you're
going to say now.
You yell, hey, Zeus! 42% of the men around there will probably turn around. Right? That's a terrible name to have if you're Latino. One of the greatest joys I've discovered in life, though, is finishing a box of Triscuits. This is original Triscuits, family size. And when you
that doesn't reflect the size of the Triscuit at all. It's just the size of the box of Triscuits.
I'm referring to finishing a box of Triscuits, and it's family sized. Because when you're done with all the crackers and all the shards, all you're left with
is Triscuits. They're not crackers. They're Triscuits.
Yeah,
they're different.
You're left with the salt and residue of an entire box of family sized Triscuits. Salt
shreds
there, yeah.
You
and then
what?
You bolt. Oh my god, that is so delicious!
No,
it's
no.
So good.
No, you know what's better? Because it's almost the same, but it's better.
It's not.
Is the ones at the bottom of a box of frosted mini wheats?
The fuck out of here with that shit! No.
Uh huh.
Triscuits way
uh-huh.
better. You oh
no!
Whoa, stop! Stop!
You
stop!
Get that
listen,
delicious
listen.
Little sweetness in there.
What if you mix the two? The sweet,
oh, you can,
salty.
Don't
dude,
you. Don't you try to contaminate
no,
my
that
shreds.
That would be fucking delicious. Salty, sweet stuff. Oh. You know I'm a fan for salty, sweet
okay,
stuff.
Okay, but now what are you
that's
doing?
That's why I love you.
Are you adding milk to that?
I'm doing whatever I want. I'm sleeping in bed with it.
Those crumbs are not going in my bed, buddy. Mm-mm.
Just watch.
Nope.
Yeah, no, that sounds delicious, though. I do agree with those are good, but Triscuits. It's the best.
Those loose little shreds.
All those crumbs. All that salt.
Frosted
so good.
Mini wheats.
Pop a freaking Atenolol and then I go in.
What?
What?
What drugs are you talking about?
Atenolol is a cholesterol medicine, I believe,
is.
But I'm not on it. I'm just
what?
Saying. Atenolol?
What is it?
I just said it's cholesterol medicine, my God.
Oh. Well, why would you even comment that?
You, never mind. Never mind. I don't know what you're doing, but it's certainly not this.
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
You ever you talk about imaginary friends? Listen to this. We gotta wrap this up soon. So, did you have imaginary friends or friend?
Yeah, I think his name was Sam.
You had a boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can
with a unisex name like Sam too? Okay, this is interesting. Let's keep going.
That's what happens when I'm a little girl and I only grew up with three brothers and the only cousins I ever saw were boys, so.
So Sam was your imaginary friend, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe he was a bear, Sam the Bear. You don't know that.
Why would you call him Sam the Bear?
Sam the Bear and Joe the Mouse.
I don't know what that is.
It was a book when I was a little kid.
Oh, okay. Yeah, nobody else knew what that was, so thanks for that reference.
Just saying. Refer to some like 1800s
literature as well while you're at it. Jesus. No, listen. I didn't have that, but I have a really, weird, immature, active imagination, I guess.
Immature for sure.
Yeah. And active. Like, I'm always thinking of just shit. But, so I was listening in the shower the other day to You Made It Weird, Pete Holmes, and John C. Reilly was on there.
Okay.
You know, Dale Doback.
Yeah, I know who he is, yeah.
It's me,
the guy with, like, the pubes for hair, yeah.
Yeah, it's me, Dale. I can't do it right now. I don't know why in my throat I can't do it. Anyway, listen. So he was on the show, right? He's doing the thing. It's a podcast. I start going off in an imagination world of somehow I'm in an airport and I spot John C. Reilly secluded in an area and I go up and I'm just like, hey, man, I know I just want to say big fan. And he's like, oh, thanks, man. You know, don't want to draw too much attention, but. And then he takes a picture with me and we chill for a little bit. This is while I'm showering. And then I'm back in reality like, what the fuck? So I, in my head, I had the scenario laid out of, listen, look, here it is. I am more fucking prepared than anybody to meet John C. Reilly. I have it all. I know what I'm going to do. What are you going to do if you meet John C. Reilly? Nothing.
You're right, because I don't think I would really care.
Right, but if I do, I got it down. See, now it's actually a plus, maybe. I have all these scenarios mapped out in my head, some more useful than others, granted, but that one maybe not useful at all, but nevertheless.
Okay.
Yeah. Welcome to my head.
You might be gay.
Yeah. Your imaginary friend Sam as a kid, too. You might be.
Why is that? Why would that be?
No,
gay?
That's not, wasn't like a lovey thing. It was just, it would be cool.
Okay.
You know, come on, man.
Yeah, but you were in the shower.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wasn't like touching myself. Jesus.
Just saying.
Just thinking of his hair. Yeah. Just saying. So that's that. Anyway, we should probably start wrapping this thing up unless you got something vitally important you need to get off your chest.
No. I gotta go Google what to do when your husband's gay.
Okay,
can you pray the gay away?
Oh my God. Yeah, pray you away. Anyway.
Just for the record, no, you can't.
No, you can't. We're just being silly.
Yes.
All right, yeah, we're done. We gotta get out of here. We gotta wrap this bad boy up. The Sabres are playing. We need to go see what's going on with that too.
Is today their last game?
Yeah, it's the last day. Fan appreciation night at the stadium. We're not there.
I wanted to go. You wouldn't take me. I believe your response when I said, hey honey, it's the last game of the season. Your response to me was, I don't give a fuck. You wanna go, go. I'm not buying new tickets.
Yeah, I said go, you hormone taking loser.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, you got a problem with that?
Yeah.
What?
You're mean and you suck.
You take hormones, dork.
Yeah, but I'm not a loser. You are.
Okay. I love you very much.
Prove it. I love you.